Chapter 11. Danielle sat across from Sam, a somber look on her face. He inhaled and said the words he dreaded saying. "I've confessed to Nora's murder." In his mind, Sam had imagined a number of reactions from Danielle. Shock, rage, confusion. He saw the last thing he expected. Nothing. Danielle didn't react at all.
"Who told you?" Sam asked.
"Elliot called me. He was drunk and enraged. He wants me to talk you out of it."
"It's already done."
Danielle nodded. "Are you going to ask me if I actually did it?"
"I don't need to. I already know the answer."
Sam had wondered how she would take his confession, her and his other friends and colleagues. It was one thing to be accused of a crime. It was another to confess. Her reaction was a relief, knowing that even if he was convicted, it wouldn't change her mind about him.
"Do you know why I asked you here?"
Danielle nodded.
"I do, but tell me anyway."
"When I'm gone," Sam swallowed, "I need someone to take care of Adeline and Ryan, to provide a home, and watch out for them, and serve as a legal guardian for Ryan."
Danielle waited, and Sam continued.
"We don't have any family, none that can take them. I thought about asking Elliot, but he drinks too much. He works too much. And I think..."
Sam clenched his teeth.
"You think he might have done it?"
Danielle said, sparing him from having to say it, which Sam was thankful for.
"What about Constance?" Danielle asked.
"She's too sick.
And Hero, well, I think he's still struggling with his problem."
"My answer is yes, Sam. I promise you I'll do my very best to care for them the same way you and Sarah would have."
"I know you will.
You know you were always very special to Sarah, almost like a daughter to her." After a pause, he said, "Can I ask you a question?"
"Anything."
"Why didn't you ever get married?"
Danielle shrugged.
"Work, mostly. There was never enough room for what I knew I had to do and someone else."
Sam rose, assuming the meeting was over, but Danielle held up a hand.
"Sam."
He raised his eyebrows.
"We're wasting time."
"Wasting time?
We need to be working on the only thing that matters now."
"Which is?"
"Figuring out how to get you back after Absalom sends you to the past."
"That's impossible." "Today it is, but not one day. I'm going to make sure that day comes, that you see your family again, Sam.
But I need one thing from you."
"What's that?"
"Your help."
Sam made another important decision then. He reached under the couch cushion and handed Danielle the note. "I found it taped to the bottom of the dining table." She scanned the page quickly and looked up.
"You were going to keep this from me, weren't you?"
"Yes."
"Why?"
"Because I think whoever is doing this is way ahead of me and unbeatable."
"I don't ever want to hear you say that again.
Or think it, Sam. That's a dangerous thought." She set the note between them.
"Do you ever wonder what happens to them? The people we send through Absalom?"
"A lot, actually."
"They're alone in the distant past millions of years ago. It's a survival situation. Do you know what the most important thing is in a survival situation?"
"Shelter, food, water?"
"Those sustain life, but the most important thing is your will to live. You lose that, you die."
Danielle fixed Sam with an intense gaze.
"Promise me you won't lose that will, that you won't give up, because I won't give up on you. Promise me, Sam."
He exhaled.
"I promise."
Danielle held up the note.
"Who do you think wrote it?"
"It has to be either Elliot, Hero, or Constance. They're the only ones that sat at that table, besides you and me."
"And you're assuming it's not me?"
"I'm betting my life and my family's future that it isn't."
"Of the three, who do you think did it?"
Sam tilted his head back. "Elliot is the most likely. He's got a motive for Nora's murder. She opposed Absalom too. So did I.
That gives him a motive to get rid of me as well, and to scare the others into helping finish his work. Sam shook his head. But I refuse to believe it. He's one of my oldest friends, and I just don't think it's him.
Connie?
I can't see it. For the same reason I know she can't take Adeline and Ryan. She's too sick. And she wasn't even in town that night.
She could have hired someone.
True, but I doubt it.
Hero?
Wouldn't hurt a fly, Sam said. I don't think it's him.
Then who?
That's the question. I simply have no idea who could have done it. That's one of the reasons I confessed, but that's not my greatest concern.
What is?
I fear that Nora was just the start. That they got rid of her for a reason we can't see. And that the same thing is going to happen to others. Maybe you, or Elliot, or Adeline. When I'm gone, the killer will still be here.